August in New York. Of course, my shrink is on vacation, but I've got a pressing situation and no idea what to do. So I'm gonna work it out with you. I really like this guy. I really like this guy. I really like this guy, but he wants me to go with him to Burning Man. That whole survival thing is clearly not for me. The only tent I've ever seen was on TV. I don't go anywhere that doesn't have AC. I'm gonna just say no. But he's a dreamy guy, a really, really dreamy guy. And I'm pretty sure I'll lose this guy unless I go and get nude with him at Burning Man. My body mustn't be revealed by light of day. Too many icky parts to scare the guy away. These muffin tops could feed the whole US of A. I probably shouldn't go. Nevada, don't you realize how bad a vacation that would be for me? Wouldn't you rather we wallowed a week in Spain? Or if it's desert, you want Bahrain? Or if you just had to build a city by hand, Legoland? But Burning Man? Really? I really want this guy. I mean, this is my fantasy guy. I'm on the verge of loving this guy. But he wants me to bang drums with him at Burning Man. No cell phone service, I'd be way out of the loop. Stuck out in bumfuck with no way to fly the coop. Just porta potty, so no way I'm gonna poop. That doesn't sound like fun for anyone. Yet he's looking forward to sweltering days and freezing nights, rainstorms and dust storms and spider bites, dress-up costumes and drinking games, setting a crapload of art in flames, going a week without a shower, growing smellier by the hour, hanging with hippies and Wiccans and freaks, so many drugs that you're brain dead for weeks. If these things he loves are things I hate, why am I convinced he's so I gotta keep this guy. He's way more evolved than I. And though I may well die, then I shall die with my dreamy guy at Burning Man. I hereby cast off every frivolous concern. Just make a note of it that if I don't return, I'm thinking pewter should be perfect for my urn. 'Cause everyone can see that the real Burning Man is me. God, help me.